Whether you are Jewish or not, the majority of people have at least heard of Hanukkah. Your thoughts of it will likely revolve around candles, dreidels, latkes lasting 8 days. You may also know of the miracle of the 8 days of light, when there was only 1 day of undefiled oil. This is what we understand of Hanukkah today. Many will be hard-pressed to find it in Scripture. However, the prophecy that leads up to Hanukkah and Yeshua's relationship to it are found in Scripture. In Daniel chapter 8, there is a prophecy about the Persian Empire and the Mede Empire. Out of this prophecy, it talks about the division of this empire into 4 kingdoms. From one of those kingdoms will arise a ruler, known as Antiochus Epiphanes, who will lead to the defilement of the temple. He is the one who sacrificed a pig on the altar to the god Zeus. Outside of the canon of the Jewish Bible, there are historical books, one of which is the Book of the Maccabees. Mattathias, the original leader, who would be succeeded by his 5 sons, with the most well-known being Judas, who was also known as the Hammer, was one of the leaders who led the revolt against the Syrians for over 3 years. They would hide in caves, planning strategic ambushes that would ultimately lead to victories at Beth Horon and Emus. This victory would lead to freeing the people from their oppressors and the opening up of Jerusalem. Because of the defilement of the temple, it would need to be completely cleansed. This is how the rabbis described Hanukkah. In the Talmudic tractate, Shabbat 21b, the rabbis answer the question, "What is Hanukkah?" The rabbis taught, "On the 25th day of Kislev, Hanukkah commences and lasts for 8 days, on which lamenting and fasting are prohibited. When the Hellenists entered the sanctuary, they defiled all of the oil that was found there. When the government of the house of the Asmoneans prevailed and conquered them, oil was sought to feed the holy lamp in the sanctuary, and only 1 vial was found with the seal of the high priest intact. The vial contained sufficient oil for 1 day only, but a miracle occurred, and it fed the holy lamp 8 days in succession. These 8 days were the following year established as days of good cheer on which psalms and praises and acknowledgments of God's wonders were to be recited." This account was written long after, and it was believed the focus shifted from the Maccabean triumph to the miracle of the oil, due to the later corruption of the Maccabeans. So the triumphant victory over the threat of extinction through assimilation was changed to become more about the miracle of oil. Next time we will look at Yeshua and Hanukkah. If you have been blessed with this segment and would like to support our efforts with a tax-deductible gift, you can send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. In supporting this broadcast, you are also supporting Maine's first and only Messianic Jewish synagogue. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.